Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and today we're tapping into an intriguing, powerful concept for keeping that spark alive. We're talking about black cat energy and remaining desirable in your relationship. Let's get into it. You know that magnetic allure of a black cat, right? They're graceful, independent, and a little mysterious and effortlessly captivating. They don't try to be desirable, they just are. And in the realm of relationships, maintaining desirability isn't about playing games or becoming someone you're not. It's about cultivating that same sense of self-possession, intrigue, and confidence that makes you inherently attractive. So this episode isn't about manipulating your partner. That's not what we're doing. It's about getting real and raw about the common pitfalls that can dim our shine in the long-term relationships and exploring relevant strategies to rekindle that undeniable it factor that made you so desirable in the first place. So we'll unpack what black cat energy is and the context of the relationship and discuss the subtle ways, you know, we might lose our edge and share different tips to reignite that magnetic appeal. We'll be honest about the comfort zone trap and the occasional complacency, but also celebrate the power of self-love, independence, and genuine connection in keeping a relationship vibrant. So we will explore what exactly is black cat energy in relationships. It's about being aloof, or is it about being manipulative? No, it's not. It's about embodying certain traits that naturally draw people in and keep them interested, confident, independent. Just like a cat, you're perfectly capable on your own. You have your own life, passions, and sense of self. Your happiness doesn't solely depend on your partner. This creates attractive space and respect. You better get alive. Also, black cats are playful and they're mysterious. You don't lay all of your cards on a table immediately, and there's always a little something more to discover, a depth that keeps curiosity alive. It's about not oversharing every single thought or detail, leaving room for intrigue. So if you are an oversharer and you just have like diarrhea at the mouth, I'm sorry, but that's not black cat energy. So you may want to work on that. That's not desirable. So be mysterious. And also, just like that black cat, self-possession and self-care. A black cat is always impeccably groomed, at peace in its own skin, and this translates to prioritizing your own well-being, looking after yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, and valuing your own worth. When you feel good about yourself, it radiates. It radiates from the inside out. So just like a black cat, you have to be selective with your affection and presence. When a black cat seeks affection, it's intentional and deeply felt. In a relationship, this means being present and engaged when you are with your partner, making that time feel special rather than just a routine. So it's all about, as well, boundaries and respect. A black cat commands respect naturally. It won't be pushed around. This means having clear, healthy boundaries in your relationships and showing that you value yourself and expect to be treated with respect. Boundaries are your best friend. So you also have to know how you can lose your shine, how you can lose that black cat energy. So let's get raw about that. The realities of you not shining bright and losing your spark and letting yourself go. It's easy to fall into certain traps in long-term relationships that can inadvertently dim our desirability. And this is comfort zone complacency, getting too comfortable where the effort that went into dating and captivating, that disappears. It's like less self-care, less mystery, taking each other for granted. And that can be like a real deal breaker in relationships, like losing that spark and desirability and intimacy, you know. Trust me, I know all about that. I have to keep the spark alive in my relationship. My hubby, he's amazing, and we both work on keeping that spark and fire alive. Trust me, it's almost a decade, and he's been smitten and still is smitten, and we both have this level of desire, respect, and I'm keeping my black cat energy as long as possible. I think that's why he's so smitten. Like, it's not something that I'm saying. Like, anyone that's around us in our presence, they always say that. So, anywho, you definitely want to work on just knowing not to be so complacent. It's okay to feel comfortable. It's okay to be confident, because I'm very confident in my relationship, but also I'm not like letting myself go out of that comfort zone area. So sometimes too, there can be over-reliance, you know, losing your individual identity, your hobbies, or your friendships, and making your partner your soul, like, source of happiness or entertainment. And that can feel suffocating, you know. I learned this thing from my oldest brother. I think he gave me the best relationship advice. I think I was kind of like in that stage where I was just so into my hubby, and my brother was like, you know, my oldest brother, he just kind of told me that I need to focus on my self-care and love on myself. And trust me, I had the best summer ever, where I literally was just all in Manhattan, all in the city, and just doing things on my own. And I kid you not, my hubby's like, whoa, 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 what's going on here? You are really feeling yourself so much. And that just kind of like reignited his attraction to me, because I had my own hobbies and things that I was doing for me and my self-care and my rituals. Those things are important. So it was just a casual conversation that I had with my oldest brother, but he's been married, I don't know, close to 20 years. So he definitely gave me really, really good advice by just being more into myself. That doesn't mean that I'm neglecting my partner. It just means that you have to have your own life, your own identity. And when you love yourself, that resonates, that ignites that black cat energy. So don't neglect your self-care and let yourself go. And, you know, keep your habits, keep your routines, keep your fitness, your style, your personal interests, your friends. Don't lose that, you know. Also, too, another thing is lack of personal growth, like becoming stagnant when someone, you know, stop learning, growing, or, you know, you stop challenging yourself, you might become less stimulating or intriguing to your partner. It's true. Don't underestimate that. So always keep evolving and elevating. Like, elevation, I don't know about you, but elevation looks good on me. Another way to dim that black cat energy is poor communication, conflict avoidance, and just unaddressed issues that can build resentment, creating distance, and not the best connections, and the realness gets lost. So you definitely want to work on cultivating that black cat energy, and don't worry, I got you with a few relevant strategies. So how do you infuse that captivating essence of black cat energy back into your relationship? The first thing you have to do is nourish your inner world. Reinvest in your own hobbies, your passions, your personal growth. Like I said, I had a summer where I completely, this was so many years ago, where I just focused on myself. And, you know, you take that class, read that book, pursue that side project, have your own exciting world that makes you more interesting to share with your partner. And trust me, it does grab their attention. I know all about that from personal experience. And just prioritizing your self-care, that is non-negotiable. And it's not vanity. I'm big on self-care. And I believe that self-care is self-respect. Whether it's your fitness routine, your skincare, your mental health practices, or simply dressing in a way that makes you feel good. When you feel good, you look good, and you radiate confidence and desirability. And maintain that healthy independence and boundaries. Don't be too clingy, you know. Just like that black cat energy, be independent. Understand how you can spend time apart from your partner. Have separate friends. Pursue individual activities. This creates space for both of you to grow and bring new energy and stories back into your relationships. And know that boundaries, they are your best friend. And they show self-respect and teach your partner how to treat you. And practice that intentional presence. When you are together, be fully there. Put down the phone and focus on actively listening and being fully in the moment and just embracing that meaningful connection with your loved one. And also communication and, you know, just making time together to feel valued and special and engaging, that eye contact. Keep that spark alive with novelty. Introduce new experiences. Spice things up. Try a new restaurant. Take a spontaneous trip. Learn new skills together or surprise each other. Novelty keeps things exciting and prevents routines from becoming stale. Oh my goodness. There's so many people that are stale and they're wondering why their life isn't exciting because things are so stale. So keep things exciting. Keep that spark alive. Keep that black cat energy. So communicate with authenticity and respect. Don't let issues fester. Address your concerns honestly, but respectfully. Being real about your feelings without drama is a sign of strength and it builds deeper intimacy. Don't be a drama queen. Embrace your playfulness and mystery. Don't reveal every single thought. Maintain a degree of playful banter. Flirtation. I still flirt with my hubby. Even a decade in, I still flirt with him and he flirts back. And don't always be completely predictable. A little mystery keeps the chase alive. Even when you kind of like caught each other already. Trust me, we're, you know, practically a decade in and I'm still captivating and there's still that level of pursuit. Don't get comfortable and complacent even when you're caught. So it's kind of like, it's technical. So remaining desirable in a relationship isn't about changing who you are for someone else. It's about remembering and nurturing the incredible, authentic person you already are. The one you are, you know, incredible. That partner that, you know, your spouse fell in love with. It's about embodying that sleek, self-assured and captivating black cat energy that comes from within. So definitely work on whatever area you need to kind of like blossom and elevate so that you can rekindle that black cat energy. And if you still are maintaining your black cat energy like myself, kudos to you. You gotta remain desirable. There is something about a black cat. She moves with quiet confidence, commands attention without begging for it, and walks away when she's had enough, only to have everyone wondering where she went. That's black cat energy and mystery, self-possession, and undeniable allure that keeps people intrigued, enchanted, and drawn in without force. In relationships, we often hear about doing more, giving more, sacrificing more, until that desire fades and that self-worth slowly slips away. But what if the secret to lasting attraction isn't about constant pursuit or pleasing at all costs, but instead it's rooted in presence, self-respect, and energy? So Black Cat energy is where it's at in a relationship, and it's all about reclaiming your inner desirability, keeping your identity alive within love, and understanding that you are the prize, not because you beg to be chosen, but because you know who you are. You know that about yourself. And it's not about playing games. It's about playing your position with wisdom, self-love, and quiet power. It's about cultivating that mystery without being distant, staying connected without becoming overly available, and express love while maintaining independence, rekindling that curiosity, that chemistry, and emotional depth in your long-term relationships. I think that's like the key to a good, healthy relationship. I definitely pride myself on keeping my Black Cat energy. I don't really know about it, but I'm just going to tell you, me and my hubby, we have close to a decade in, and I know for sure that I am still maintaining my Black Cat energy because he's so smitten. Like, it's so obvious. So listen, that is the key to just keeping that romance, that spark alive, and keeping your partner interested. You know, carry yourself with that kind of energy that makes people lean in and won't take you for granted. So it's definitely, like I said, it's not about manipulation. It's actually about mastering energy. It's about showing up fully without shrinking and giving love without losing yourself and staying magnetic without pretending to be anyone else. You don't have to chase love to be desired. You don't have to beg to be seen. And you only need to embody your Black Cat energy and let your presence do the rest. So tap into that desirable Black Cat energy. It's in there. If you don't take or get anything from this episode today, know that you already have that Black Cat energy. That's the initial attraction. That's what attracted your partner to you. Now, like I said, sometimes you can lose that spark. Sometimes you can get complacent. Sometimes you can get clingy and lose your identity and just want to do everything with your partner and smother them. You have to have a healthy balance. Like, don't get it twisted. I think it's amazing to do a lot of things with your partner. My hubby and I, we are like so attached. We do a lot of things together, but I also have my own identity and he has his own identity, and we both have our separate passions and desires and things that, you know, we continue to keep, our hobbies, our friends, and separate interests. So therefore, when we do come together, it's exciting, and you know, we're catching up on things and I'm filling him in on things that I'm excited and passionate about, and vice versa. That's what keeps that spark and that Black Cat energy and that desirability and just keep you going in the long game, the long distance. So always know that you have that energy. You had it from the beginning, but sometimes it does get dull. Sometimes you do lose it. Sometimes you kind of like your focus shifts. So shift it back to self-care and just being into yourself and building yourself up and cultivating your hobbies, passions, and interest in. That makes you great, because when you show yourself love and you have that level of care for yourself, you're definitely able to pour more into your significant other as well. What's one area of your Black Cat energy that you would like to reignite this week? Take some time and reflect on that. Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on Real Raw Relevant. Embrace your power, nurture your essence, and let your natural desirability shine. Until next time, I'll see you next time on Real Raw Relevant Podcast.